I'm Bill Littlefield. Coming up on Only a Game, we take a stroll through the fields of the ancient Olympics with a sports historian. Here's a warning. It smells awful. But first, the Olympic judo competition is underway and will continue through Friday. Judo is generally a sport that falls under the radar, at least in the United States. But as Only a Game's Karen Given reports, this time around, the attention of the nation is focused on the sunny smile and broad biceps of 22-year-old Kayla Harrison.
Gymnastics has the Carolis, the super strict husband-wife team that coached household names like Nadia Comaneci, Mary Lou Retton, and Carrie Strug to Olympic gold. Judo has the Pedros, a super strict father-son team trying to turn Kayla Harrison, Travis Stevens, and Nick Del Popolo into household names in London. It's a tall order. The United States has never won an Olympic gold medal in judo, but this year the U.S. has a shot.
My name is Kayla Harrison, and I am on the U.S. Olympic judo team.
That's a modest way of putting it.
Technically, that's all I am right now. I'm also a world champion, but that doesn't matter.
Punches aren't allowed in judo, but U.S. head coach Jimmy Pedro doesn't pull any when he lays out his goals for Kayla in London.
Physically and mentally, we're preparing her to win the Olympics. Nothing less but gold.
Kayla!
Yes, sensei!
Pedro keeps the mood light at Team USA's last official training camp in Wakefield, Massachusetts. As Jimmy joins his athletes on the mat for sparring practice, his father, Big Jim, sits at the sidelines barking instructions at the athletes.
Let's go, grip! Come on, Kayla, grip. You're right.
Kayla Harrison has been training with the Pedros since she was 16, when she moved to Wakefield from Middletown, Ohio. Big Jim says there's no one he's been harder on than her.
Thing is with Kayla is that I never stopped yelling at her because I wanted to get better, but I do a lot more talking to her. You know, I talk to her an awful lot. I still do now. You know, we would talk all the time about life and the problems.
The problems, to which Pedro euphemistically refers, had started by the time Harrison was 13, when her judo coach in Ohio, Daniel Doyle, began sexually abusing her. When Kayla's mom, Jeannie Yazel, found out, she immediately pressed charges against her daughter's wishes. Judo was the means by which an abuser had gained access to her daughter, but Yazel also saw the sport as the path to her daughter's recovery.
I knew that she loved judo. She did not love Daniel Doyle. I knew she loved judo, and that would pull her back in.
Eventually, Doyle was banned from judo for life and is currently serving a 10-year prison sentence. But while the coach was out on bond, to put distance between Kayla and her abuser, Yazel packed a U-Haul and trusted her daughter to the Pedros.
It was miserable. It was the hardest thing I've ever done in my life. It was the hardest thing for our entire family. I mean, trust? I didn't trust anybody. I didn't trust anybody at all, period.
Jimmy Pedro says he and his father didn't go easy on Kayla.
You can't treat her with kid gloves and pity her and feel sorry for her. And you have to sort of let her know that we're here to support you, we're here to help you, and we will, you know, get you back on track. But the reality of it is, it did happen. We need to lock this guy up and put him behind bars, and you need to move on and use it to make you a stronger person.
At first, Harrison hated the Pedros, her mother, and judo. But eventually, the sport became Kayla's outlet for all the negative emotions that had built up over years of abuse. Today, Kayla says she wants to be a person who helps people the way the Pedros helped her. Jimmy Pedro couldn't be more proud.
I think Kayla has really, she's drank the Kool-Aid. She really believes it. She lives it. She's the epitome of what I was trying to create in my program, and we're very, very proud of what she's become as a person.
Although rumors had been swirling in the judo community for years, Kayla only began speaking out about the abuse recently. It's clear she doesn't enjoy talking about it, but she did it because she was infuriated by her peers at Penn State, who rioted in support of Joe Paterno instead of standing up for the victims of Jerry Sandusky. And she did it because she knew that a gold medal favorite speaking out in an Olympic year would bring more attention to judo, a sport she loves dearly. But mostly she did it because she could.
If you'd have talked to me when I was 16, I would have been stammering and I wouldn't have been able to look you in the eye and I would have been like breaking out in a cold sweat. And now I'm a strong, confident young woman who has a goal and has a dream and knows where she wants to go in life. And so, yeah, I'm willing to share that with people, and I hope that people respond to it well. And if they don't, well, I'm a strong, confident young woman who has a goal and a dream and doesn't care what everyone thinks.
Jeannie Yazel says if her daughter wins gold, it would be a life win, as if her abuser had never brought her down. But she resists the idea that everything Kayla endured is what makes her a contender. She says Kayla was always strong enough to win an Olympic gold medal.
I don't think there's anybody in this world who works harder than her. She's a worker. She's a perseverer. She's a very strong, confident, caring, and competent woman. And there's nobody in this world that I know like her. No one.
Kayla competes in judo's 78-kilogram weight category on August 2nd. For Only a Game, I'm Karen Given.
To see photos of Kayla Harrison and her USA judo teammates in action, find us on Facebook at Only a Game Radio. Kayla, Coach Jimmy Pedro, and Big Jim are all there, and you can engage your fellow Only a Game listeners, gamers, for short, in discussion or debate. That's facebook.com/onlyagameradio.